Hello guys, what is good with you? Hope you're doing amazing, and if not, you're just in time for that. Welcome to the third episode of Arts Explained. My name is Beatrice, and I am going to introduce you to a journey that you won't forget. Today, we're on the third episode, and we're going to talk about painting. More specifically, how its old history is still influencing today's paintings, and how it has evolved throughout time. This episode is called Painting Explained. Kind of cliche, but very, very catchy. So let's get to it then. According to the Wikipedia, the history of painting goes back in time to artifacts from prehistoric humans and reaches all cultures. It represents a longing and continuous tradition from antiquity. Across diverse cultures, the history of painting is an ongoing path of creativity that continues into the 21st century. Until the early 20th century, when painters started to disregard influences on religious and classical references. Is the difference even noted between art in the past and art now? Superficially speaking, it is easy to see that artists of the past had to show certain skill set to create works of art, while a lot of modern artists do not require using the same skills. Technically, it is true, but it fails to recognize the fact that art served different purposes and in different time periods as well. Essentially, this comparison is the proverbial apples to oranges thing. You know. I will now play music as a way of you understanding the emotions that I'm trying to provoke on you. But if you want to keep up with this podcast, access the website Art Then, Art Now. It interprets a meme that was created regarding Art Then and Art Now. There are two different art forms from the two different time periods. As you look at the first one, what feeling is actually evoked? You can tell that is a romanticism period painting by the realistic war and figure of the people that are illustrated. I will now play a sample of music from the exact same period that the painting was created, around the 19th century. Here it is, Georges Bizet, a French composer from the Romantic period, the 19th century. Carmen. I'm pretty sure you're familiar with this melody of the soprano.
Et c'est bien au vin qu'on l'appelle, s'il lui convient de...
As I was saying, you can interpret it as any way you want. But it becomes counterproductive when the audience is left so free to interpret as to feel lost. After all, art is just an activity with long story and complex set of evolving traditions. In this sense, contextual understanding is an invaluable guide to a work's meaning. Nothing should stand in the way of the transcendent possibilities of art. Far it to rise above its context and touch the viewer directly. But where does this happen? Exactly. As soon as you walk into a gallery and you look at all the paintings and you see the modern art and you think for yourself, what does this mean? Does it really have to have a meaning? In today's paintings, there are many different terms. You can either say modern or contemporary, if you might, for today's paintings. Even though they do tend to be different from each other in the meaning. Modern art made way for many different trends and movements, including futurism, cubism, art like pop art, expressionism, and many more, even abstract. While contemporary art and modern art may sound similar, in form and practice, they are quite contrasting. According to the Webster Dictionary, the word modern is defined as of or relating to the present time, and the word contemporary is defined as happening or beginning now or in recent times. While these definitions may seem similar or even identical, they are very different from each other. So some artists look for different ways to be creative. This leads to abstract art that attempts to create emotion in the spectators in different ways than realistic art does. If you ask me, comparing the two works of art from the different art eras and be judgmental and saying that one might be better than the other is definitely not fair and very short-sighted, to be honest. And the truth is that you can see influences from the past in today's paintings. There are many differences between both times, but the main concept that changed was just technology. Nowadays, art can even be made through a digital device such as a tablet or an iPad or even an iPhone. Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast and go check whatever museum you can that is open during this crazy pandemic and see for yourself what I'm talking about here. You will know it is worth it. Don't miss out on good paintings, even though you might think they're lame because it's a different form of art. Go observe and interpret it. It might change your mind and be the highlight of your day. And you might even learn something. Stay tuned for the next episode that I will be talking about how cinema is very timeless and how movies from decades ago are shown in today's movies. This was Beatrice and her crazy paintings adventures. Hope you learned a little bit more about art today. Can't wait to see you next time.